Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, women like this thought that they were going to take down the Islamic patriarchy, but are now probably 6 feet under. Men fight and die for revolutions, and women take pictures with themselves in them for attention, as a way to show their support. Her hair isn't even covered up. Hopefully this is just an AI-generated image by some Iranian incel. In the end, it was discovered that she was a Canadian tiny hat. Of course, she wants to see Islam fall in Iran. Up next, when this came on television while you were a kid in the early 80s, yes, it was time to turn off the TV or change the channel. That song was so depressing and somber. I didn't know why people were watching this. I didn't have any interest in it as a kid, nor as an adult either. The original Star Trek, on the other hand, was awesome. I still enjoyed watching the red shirt of the week get vaporized. Here's yet another thing that I couldn't stand back then. Number three, now this is more like it. I grew up watching violent films like Predator, Aliens, and RoboCop. But the Predator slicing Apollo Creed's arm off with the laser still traumatizes me. The same when Clarence Boddicker blows Murphy's hand off. Meanwhile, the kids in the 2000s were sheltered, and they grew up watching Disney movies. The reason the Predator worked so well is because you didn't actually see him until the very end. He was like Jaws in the jungle. Moving on, it's 55 years old and this Oldsmobile looks better than any Tesla or any car on the road. I still loved when Stallone drove it in Demolition Man. Actually, I'm wrong. The one in Demolition Man was a 442, and it doesn't look as good either. The Chevy SS here is absolutely awesome. Apparently cars like this, young guys still want them these days, but those from the 1950s, they don't. One thing's for sure, though. No one will be rebuilding or restoring Teslas in another 50 years. Number 5, women like this just refuse to take accountability for cheating. This one says that having sex with someone's okay, but going further than that, only then are you cheating. I wouldn't be surprised if this is also an OF ad for some reason. Also, how much further can you go than this? She probably thinks that so long as she doesn't have an emotional affair, then things are okay. And my suspicions have been confirmed. She's a corn actress. Up next, Canada is now rejecting most Indian student visas due to fraud concerns. They come from a culture that promotes fraud as a virtue. So yeah, they use student visas to come to Canada so they can get permanent residence. It was never about getting an education and then going home. It was always about getting out of India and using fraudulent educations at diploma mills to do so. The government even knew about this for a decade and didn't do anything, because they wanted to goose the real estate markets. Number 7, here's feminism in a nutshell. They sabotage themselves, blame men, but then also demand that men help them out. They just want attention but are too ugly to get it. Good thing Ozempic is about to thin the ranks of feminists. No pun intended. If a feminist tries to pull this on you to help her, don't do it. Because she's probably going to sue you for sexual harassment the moment that you help her out. Plus, she wouldn't actually say men please help. She would say men must help. Moving on, forget about STEM, women like Zardar here are dropping out of PhD programs to pursue only fool's careers, and she's made over $1 million. Women like her are no longer advocating for science and math as the way forward for women, but online whoring instead. For every one woman like this, there are thousands that never become successful because it's a numbers game. Just because they can get men to sleep with them doesn't mean that they can get men to open up their wallets to them online. Number 9, here's proof that there are actually 4 million Indians in Canada instead of the 2 million permanent Indian residents that were being told about. 2 million of them are now seeing their work permits expire in 2025 and 2026, and will have to go home. That doesn't include the ones with student visas. It's probably closer to 5 million Indians in Canada, or 1 in 8 people in the country is now Indian. Keep in mind that America has only 5.4 million in their country, with 10 times the population. Up next, here's another woman obsessed with telling men what we can't and can't joke about. She's a woke comedian here to tell straight white men what they can say. And I'm guessing her show and comedy career is a failure, before it even starts. I love the last line in this column. People laughed when I said I wanted to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now. No, they certainly aren't. If they do laugh, they'll be laughing at her and not her jokes. Number 11, here's the difference between how many people thought their 20s would go versus how they actually look like. It's true, the alcohol consumption for Gen Z definitely proves that they aren't going out very much. I miss the old days in my 20s where you could go out and get a meal and a couple of drinks for 20 bucks including tip. I actually think it's worse than this now. Here I fixed it. there's only one more screen missing with a guy sitting on the toilet watching the guy on the computer. Moving on, another reason so many young people are staying home now is because they don't have to go out and see any doctors or engineers. With 1 in 8 being Jeets in the country right now, it's an impossible feat. Where I'm at, it's more like 4 or 5 out of 10. Isn't it always amazing how your soul feels great and rejuvenated when you don't see any doctors or engineers? 10 years ago, I went my own way from women and was red-pilled. Today, I'm curry-pilled. Number 13, here's Sir John A. Macdonald, the first Prime Minister of Canada, and he led to the country being formed. He's Canada's George Washington and was taken off our $10 bill and replaced by some random black chick, and no one even knows who she is. It would be the equivalent of Americans taking George Washington off the $1 bill and replacing him with Whoopi Goldberg or something. But if you think that's something, then just wait until you see our future $50 bill. Up next are Western women like this wrecking civilization. She's a Swedish pop star that loves criminals, trans people, and abortions. Women have compassion for those that don't deserve it and will often hurt them. They think that they can fix foreign criminals and the mentally ill people out there with some virtue signaling and by taking Western men's money and handing it off to third worlders. But once Western states go bankrupt, they won't be able to do this anymore. Number 15, we need 2.7 kids per woman to avoid extinction. Yes, and artificial wombs will take women out of this equation and save us. The other bottleneck is, who's going to raise all those kids? The best option would be female androids in the future replacing daycare workers. The only other option is to take women's rights away, which I don't agree with. We've come so far. Why not just a little bit farther and make women technologically obsolete? Moving on, here's Yuri Bezmenov, the defector from the Soviet Union, and he explained how the Soviets were using ideological subversion to bring down the United States. And he says that Russia just let all the idiots take over the country through their use of violence and intimidation. And usually they were so busy keeping themselves in power that they ran the country incompetently. But they were wealthy along with their families and friends, while everybody else was poor. That's why they failed. Number 17, how much do you think that single men would pay to find a woman like this? Rich Cooper says that in the past this is a list of things that women had to have in order to be wife material. At this point, if I date again, there are only 4 things that I'm looking for. Number 1, that she be tattoo-free. Number 2, feminine. Number 3, agreeable. And number 4, come from a decent family. Finding someone without tattoos is a tall order in this day and age, and that doesn't want to control my life as a boss babe. Up next, what do you call someone that lies all the time? How about she/her? And if you think I'm wrong about this one, then look at Exhibit A. Their face is the biggest lie, and it's used to trick simps into turning over their lives to her. Other people that lie all the time are obviously politicians, and these days increasingly journalists. Other possibilities include lawyers, cops, and most doctors. Also, let's not forget liberals too. Number 19, looks like women virtue signaling for some international cause is universal attention-seeking behavior for them. So stunning and brave, holding up those signs in France. Now let's see if they're brave enough to go to Iran and do it. Probably not, because they'll get lined up against the wall and liquidated. Here's some more pictures of women in the West that were supporting the fall of the Iranian regime. I'm so tired of this. Moving on, 10 years ago, this man survived lost at sea for 438 days. And now he's being sued for $1 million by his crewmate's family because they think that they ended the other guy and ate him. They also wanted a cut of his royalties because he wrote a book. There hasn't been any news in this case for years, and it's just recycled outrage clickbait. I see more and more of that on X, as if meme culture is dying. At this rate, I'll end this series once I get to 1,000 videos. Number 21, people say that this is the problem with our food system. The large McDonald's fries are 3 times cheaper than a fruit cup. Not these days. Last time I bought large McDonald's fries, they were around $5 in Canada, and fruit cups were $12. They're primarily pro-inflammatory carb foods, both of them. At least the fruit has some antioxidants and vitamins. Apparently fries are $1 if you use the app when you order on Fridays. Up next, these two guys invented a pen-sized device that removes 90% of microplastics from water using sound. These guys look like they can use a lot less microplastics, lowering their T-scores. Looks like necessity is the mother of all invention. I'd be willing to buy this device to remove microplastics from my water. The two teens aren't even in this picture, though. Here they are. They're East Asians. And I'm thinking the odds are that the guy did most of the work here. Number 23, how would you feel if this were to happen? People are saying that if Iran falls, it will. I don't have a problem with this. It'll be safer to travel to Egypt instead of worrying about being ended by people there. I'd prefer the area be ruled by the people of the God of Abraham than Allah. This will happen so slowly over many centuries, and people will barely notice it. The only question is, will the West survive long enough to provide weapons? Moving on, this Wayman says that marriages fail not because women change, but because men don't change. This is funny. When men change, women are no longer interested in us, especially if we give up our passions and become pussy-whipped. Marriages fail because women get bored or they want more from life than their husbands can provide them. Women marry men intending to change them. Men marry women hoping they never change. Both are always disappointed. Number 25 on the last one, why the hell is Sean Penn with her? She's taller and more masculine than him, with wider shoulders. If I didn't know any better, that's a dude. She's 30, but here's a picture of her when she was 23. She's Valeria Nikov, a Moldovan actress and model. Even if this is a she, it's the most masculine she that I've ever seen. There are probably trans women out there that are more passable than this. Maybe she just hit the Moldova wall or something like it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.